At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
When are you going to murder me? Is it going to happen?
Well, this
is Freddy Krueger joining us. Where's Michael Myers?
Welcome to Kill Room, the podcast.
If I was in here for 2 hours, I'd admit to crimes I didn't commit just to get out. I'd be like, I shot Abe Lincoln. Get me out of here.
Definitely going to ask you questions about crimes.
I'm terrified right now.
I'm
not going to lie to you. I feel like there's a ghost watching me. Is there like a Satan is on this also, I guess.
I mean, having this window doesn't make things creepier at all either.
If we see like Kenneth,
I didn't see nothing.
That'd be hilarious.
I feel like I'm in like a fucking bad Michael Douglas movie. They're like watching me through the window. Like, he's lying, Chief. I know he's lying.
You know it.
I didn't see nothing happen on the streets. Nothing, motherfucker. I wasn't even on the streets. I was at church. At 12 o'clock on a Saturday night, will you call me a liar? Mendoza will kill your ass.
God, there's always a Mendoza.
Mendoza, we gotta move this merch.
There's a... Oh, it's The Simpsons. Mendoza was a bad guy on
Mendoza!
Mendoza!
Oh, that was that action star. What was his fucking... Brock McClure
Wolf,
or something?
Reindeer Wolf Castle?
Something crazy like that.
Yeah.
I always see that fruit stand when you come from Vegas. They always have that, to see if you're bringing illegal fruit in from Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like... First of all, they just wave everybody through. I'm like, what do you have to be doing for them to stop you? Eating bananas in a sombrero?
That's the white people wave through, though. Yeah. That's something we're experiencing, but everyone's not.
Mendoza is not.
You're good, sir. You're suspicious.
Wait a minute.
I just have a spray tan. Okay.
I don't want to profile, but you seem darker than white. Let's see if there's any papaya in the trunk.
You got any plums fruit in this motherfucker?
Remember Holzman's stupid joke about that? But every time when he drove here, he came through and they were like, do you have any fruits or vegetables in your car? And he said, I have a near-death grandfather back east.
Can't bring him
and
through.
A gay uncle. Is that that was
a fruit and a vegetable.
I have
god
a gay
damn
uncle.
It.
He's
that's
the
gold.
Corniest fuck.
God damn it. That's
oh
good.
Oh my God. That's fucking hot.
Welcome to the Comedy Store podcast. We've been talking already because he's fucking pure comedy. We got Eric Myers in the house.
I'm yapping. Sorry, I haven't been out of the house all day. Can
good,
you tell?
Well,
I'm like,
are.
So anyway.
Me neither.
We took you out of the house and then we put you in this basement.
You got this. For those of you listening, this is the picture of the room. I'm not even kidding. From Saul,
yeah,
where the guy wakes up handcuffed to the fucking drain. Like this is the room.
I never noticed. It might have always been that way, but there's kind of a creepy strobe going on the light.
This place is so. I know the I'm big into ghosts and stuff like that. And I know the
are
comedy
you really?
Store. Oh yeah, I know the comedy store is supposed to be. The story I heard was the mafia used to like whack people down here, and they used to give illegal abortions,
but not down here.
Yeah, the
not
abortions
down here.
Were in the belly room.
Abortions that was in the belly room.
They might have murdered people.
Murders
in
were
every
on
room
the third
of the building.
Floor,
I feel
supposedly.
Like they murdered someone like right where I'm sitting.
It's very possible.
I feel like that.
What
ancient,
they used to do
there's
was
bones
Italian
under
burial ground.
Yeah. The old stories I heard were on the third floor, everything is soundproof and bulletproof. Or I'm sorry, the second floor, like, you know, remember those glass you could see into the main room from
yeah,
the,
yeah, they used to
the sniper window.
And you could see, yeah, what they used
fuck.
To do was watch people in the main room. I guess it was Ciro's back then.
Yeah,
or whatever it
Ciro's era.
Then, and they would point, like, bring him up, and then they'd bring him up to the third floor, beat him, or whatever they did, and then they'd put him down on the dummy waiter and take him up the hill.
Holy Christ.
That's the story I heard.
Now, third floor, is that the accounting?
Yes.
Is that the old Comedy Store podcast? So we took it from the murder quarters down to the basement.
Yeah, we're actually getting better.
That's where they kill people, and this is where they hid the bodies. So we're progressing.
We just store them.
They never killed anybody here, but there is definitely...
Down here could just be comics that bombed and died on stage.
Bring it down. Yeah, and their souls are down here.
Yeah,
constantly trying out a new bit. What do you think of this?
I was gonna say there's not enough room for that many ghosts. In the 14 years I've been here, I've seen so many deaths on stage.
Oh God, I've experienced goodness. Them.
Experienced them? What, you mean like yourself or?
You've witnessed others.
Oh, I've bombed miserable deaths.
I've done.
Yeah, at 1 in the morning in front of 3 people from Botswana who doesn't. I'm like, what's up with Tinder? And they're like,
they love comedy.
Yeah.
It's a huge country.
Do you guys
country.
Know? Do you guys want to be here or are you just like.
I always like the creepy old dude with like, he's got a foreign escort girlfriend / wife with mail order bride. And like he's having a great time laughing and she's just smiling. I'm like, do you not like comedy? And he's like, oh, she doesn't understand English that well.
Yeah.
And it's like, then you're an asshole for bringing her.
Thanks for bringing her to the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Why come here?
Not only.
Go fuck in a hotel.
It's like, please, even if you speak English, if you're foreign, you just might not understand the nuances of America.
Sure.
To where you're going to get comedy. But
yeah.
She doesn't really speak English, especially. It's like.
She just keeps nodding.
She might not know the words at all. But
right.
If she does, she's not going to understand the way you're using them.
Right.
Anyway, you shut up if you want to stay in this country.
Oh, hey.
Why are they so mad at this Uber?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Who is this Uber?
What did he do?
Swipe? What is swipe on what?
Well, swipe? What? In my country, we have no food. You complain about your iPhone 7, you piece of shit. In my country, we eat fucking grass.
God, they're lucky if they got grass.
I don't know what accent that was supposed to be. That was the worst impression.
I really don't know what accent it is.
I like
it, and I want to be a part of that
most
country.
Of my foreign impressions is just et cetera. People are like, what country is that? I'm like, that's all of them.
I said like Latka Gravis. You know what I mean? Like, in my country.
I can do a British / Australian-ish impression, and the rest of the countries are just one.
Which comes in handy because there is a lot of Australian people that come here, huh?
Yeah, you get a lot of Aussies.
Is that is there a particular reason? Or?
Yeah, we're I think the best.
There's a Comedy Store in Australia, isn't there? Or
but
the UK?
It's not affiliated. It's in both,
there's
but
one
it's
in,
not
yeah.
affiliated.
Oh,
and they're actually not even affiliated with each other.
Yeah.
Because I used to Google Image when I first got past here. I would Google Image. I'm at the store tonight, and I would find, like, let me do a different one. And they'd be like, is that the fucking Comedy Store in, like, Australia?
Yeah.
Like, a koala on it, store spelled with, like, 3 E's.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is it?
Yeah, I think we get a lot of Australians, it's got to be the cheapest place in America to fly from Australia.
Oh, that's true.
What, L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be more expensive to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
It's a first stop for sure.
Yeah.
And then they go.
That Australia to Idaho is a bitch. That's Australia to Boise. It'll be $17 zillion.
Idaho, it's the Idaho Falls portion of the flight. It bumps it up an extra $17,000.
It's probably
you're the
cheaper.
Only one on the plane. You literally have to pay for all the gas because you're it.
Wait, how long have you been doing stand-up?
16 years.
And have you ever performed at the Comedy Store in Australia?
I have never.
Like, all of a sudden, it's
I'm headlining there, October 7th through the 15th.
I bring it up because I'm great with segues.
So here's the thing.
I'm emceeing there September 5th.
I got Bob Zaney headlining that weekend.
It's me, Gallagher, and Dennis Wolfberg is actually
the
back.
Cousin, the Gallagher's brother, though.
Dennis Wolfberg. We did tape the conception.
Do you
I
still
love
see
Wolfberg.
Him around? Isn't that the guy?
He died.
He
what? Died many years ago.
It's tough to see him
due
to the death.
In my dream.
Are you serious?
Oh, he died many years ago, yeah.
Wait, the crazy guy that drove around with his name all over his car?
Oh,
no.
That's Dennis.
That's Dennis Woodman.
Woodruff.
Yeah. Dennis Wahlberg was a comic in the 80s.
I'm sorry.
And he died of a rare form of cancer. But
Dennis.
That's okay. He used to have a really specific delivery. He would like get his eyes really wide. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Dennis Wahlberg.
And he would be like, he had these jokes. Me and my wife, we just had our first kid. We didn't tape the delivery, but we did tape the conception. And his eyes would get big and they'd do this with his tongue. He was a retired. And he was huge in the 80s. Remember 80s? I'm a comedy nerd, so I used to watch Comic Strip.
I used
to watch Comic Strip Live, and they had like Bruce Baum,
Wayne
Cotter. Mm-hmm. They had Dave Swenson, who I think works at the Cleveland Improv now, and he wrote a book about comedy. But Dennis Wolfberg was like a really big comic in the 80s. Sadly, he passed away. But yeah, I'm a big 80s comedy fan. I used to collect VHS movies. I had Paul Reiser.
I had
everybody. Gary Shandling. I used to go to Blockbuster, and they had a stand-up section.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Rodriguez, all the HBO One Night Stands, Kathleen Madigan, Women of the Night. I'd rent them, and they'd be like, who's this 18-year-old kid renting,
the best of Paul Reiser?
Renting Rita Rudner, Born to be Mild. HBO special.
And he knows it more yeah. than Miles.
Is that yeah. where she does the cake, the paste to cake bit? That's a classic.
What's the paste to cake?
I don't recall.
It was on the Comedy Central commercial for one of her specials.
This is an old special from like, this is yeah. around the time of OJ, because one of her bits okay. was about OJ. Or she said, I'm taking questions from the audience. And the guy goes, what do you think about OJ? And she goes, OJ who? Like really aloof. What happened? Judy Tenuta.
Oh my God. Judy Tenuta.
Judy Tenuta was the gays love
Judy Gold
Tenuta.
Is my
He looked
my
like a
hero.
Squid in stretch pants. All right, pigs. Yeah, I love that bit.
It's amazing how much I loved watching comedy specials until I became a comedian.
Wow.
I know, I can't watch
real?
Them anymore.
I can't do it now.
Yeah, I can't.
Because the bits will get stuck in my head, and then a year later, I'm writing these bits, and I'll go up, and I'm like, this punchline just came too easy. And then I'll say it, and people will be like, that is like literally Harlan Williams.
Yeah.
That is literally fucking Gary Shandling. Yeah. And the bit comes out perfect. And you know when you're writing a bit, and you're like, this is too easy.
That's weird.
Yeah, because I would listen to comedy albums on the road all the time, and it just seeped into my head.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, I got this killer new bit, and then it's fucking Ellen DeGeneres or something. You know, it's like,
which is weird,
because
it's translates
weird, because I'm talking
same.
About being a lesbian. Yeah.
I am
nothing
absolutely,
was lost.
Absolutely disgusted to find out that, you know, we have a comic here who's not willing to do other people's material.
Oh, my
that,
God. This is
in
bullshit.
This day and
I didn't
age.
Even think of that, Rick.
Well, I actually, well, I have this Taco Bell bit, and then Nick Swartzen, people were like, he stole Nick Swartzen's bit on YouTube. And I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? And I
love your Taco Bell bit.
I know. I go on Nick Swartzen's bit, and his bit is, I used to work at Taco Bell in high school, and when you work at Taco Bell, you get free diarrhea. And that was his punchline. And mine is, when you apply for a job at Taco Bell, how'd you hear about Taco Bell? I Googled diarrhea, and my name came up, and I never intentionally took it, but they are very similar. And I've done the bit in front of him, and I was like, dude. And he's like, don't. He's like, fucking don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's just a similar bit.
Talk
about giving you diarrhea. It's not it's not the most original premise. It's
right.
The biggest laugh in my set after 16 years, which is sad. That and me pulling my, I used to pull my shirt over my head and do Beavis.
Oh my God.
I'd write these
that.
Like bits. I'm like, these bits are genius after the show. Hey, Beavis.
Yeah.
Like
loving it.
I'm like, that's it. Just me humping the air as Beavis is what, that's what people fucking want to hear.
Bobby Lee has a Taco Bell diarrhea bit too. His is about,
everybody does.
Yeah,
by
the way, his is something about there. It's a combined Taco Bell Pizza Hut.
You're looking at me like I listen to Bobby Lee.
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
no, I forget. So
wait, I'm re-mad at him if that's possible.
Oh
yeah.
No.
I don't think people can be claiming you stole
a Taco Bell bit.
No, because the premise is not original at all, but I feel like the way I do it's original, but I write every day, and I would never steal somebody's fucking material. But you're going to have similar jokes.
Everybody does. I do.
I have jokes that are
so
verbatim, like people, even weird shit.
Verbatim shit.
I had my friend call me on the radio one time. He's like, he goes, Eric, here's your bit. And he played my bit, and then he played his. And the bit was, it's a sucky bit, but I was like, I like to go to retirement homes dressed like the Grim Reaper. And it was such a weird bit, but it's kind of obvious when you think about it. But he's like, I'm not saying you stole it from me. And I'm like, dude, I had that bit before I even met you.
Yeah.
But when somebody plays it back to back like that, it looks like you fucking stole it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then you get defensive, and I'm like, you think I'm going to steal that?
Yeah.
30-second fucking bit. But like, I don't know why you would steal a bit. I mean, you're going to get caught.
Well, especially
in this
today.
Day and age,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, but there's bits that are, you probably have bits that are similar to somebody else.
Sure.
There's somebody in Kentucky doing one of your bits verbatim that has never met you.
I have had
you,
a million
probably.
People say, I had an argument with Dice a couple weeks ago because I do this bit, a retarded bit.
Yeah.
It's not a retard. Anyway, it's about word retarded.
It's a bit about retarded.
I always saw you do that bit. It's a
okay.
funny bit.
Okay,
yeah,
it's
really
silly, right?
Yeah, it's good.
And so me and Andrew was like, yeah, you got that from me. I'm like, wait, what? And he goes, remember I talk about the retards? And I'm like, wait a minute.
I came up with
the
word
retard.
You're
not just saying the word.
Right.
I mean, he scared the shit out of me. I think he was fucking with me, but he really scared the
Hell
shit
no.
out of me.
You know,
he's like, you're influenced. I get it.
For
I was like, no,
for a
not
decade,
at all.
I've been the retard comic.
Yeah.
That's
my
shtick.
I do retard stuff.
You can do Down syndrome or some other mental ailment.
You gotta specify.
Yeah.
Only I can do retard.
Yeah.
I was so proud of
myself. I do
myself.
The retard at the bank. Yeah. You know, he's making the deposit with the arm. You know, I do that. It's 20 minutes. It's my closer. You know, he shits his pants. He's farting. They're like, how much you want to put in? He's like, my whole dick. And the crowd, and I sell t-shirts with
it's
fuck the retard.
That's a famous
that's,
thing of
that's
mine.
That's my
bit.
I got the retard song on my album.
Retard at the bank.
The retard
the
song.
Retard at the bank. That's it's a classic.
Yeah.
We're going to check your balance. I'm a little off.
You know, Carlin, Carlin's got the seven words. I got retarded at the bank, Eleanor.
I hope he was fucking with me. I don't know.
Can I use that retard at the bank?
Please.
Yeah, you're a retard at the fucking bank.
All right. Sorry. Since we're on the topic, I got to bring this up. I bought my car at a Toyota dealership in the Valley.
Okay.
So when I get it fixed now, because they give you like three free oil changes, and I'm definitely not going to go to Jiffy Lube if I can get it for free.
Right.
So I go up there, and I don't know what's going on at Hamer Toyota in the North Valley.
Plug.
I'm not sure if there's a. If they have some sort of a program, but there's always about six.
Are you kidding?
Oversized. It's not just retarded people. It's obese retarded people.
Like real life.
Just hanging out in Hamer Toyota gear, and if that's their spokesperson, more power to them. But
are they changing the oil? Is all I'm asking.
No, they're just sitting.
No wonder the oil change is free.
Drinking the oil.
Yeah, they're just sitting in the lobby eating the free donuts.
Do they work there or they're just hanging?
I think they're not doing any work.
Okay,
but they're head to toe NASCAR style in Hamer Toyota gear.
Wow.
And so I went over to get coffee and like I noticed that they're there. And I'm like, okay, maybe they just give
maybe
them something
it's a
to
thing.
Do.
Yeah.
But I go over to get coffee. And one of them's there, and he's like, "Have a donut." I'm like, "I'm diabetic."
Yeah.
And then I'm like, "Why am I trying to explain this?" And he's like, "You don't want a donut?" I'm like, "No, I can't. I can't have donuts."
Yeah.
How come? I'm like, "Oh God, what am I doing?"
Diabetic.
Why
like
am I?
You start
in this?
Spelling it out. And I'm like, sounding it.
Would he know the nuances of type 1 diabetic versus a type 2? I don't think I can explain it to him. Maybe. I mean, and he's clearly on his way to being a type 2 diabetic.
It's like the crowd at 12:30 at night. They're just like staring at you, mystified.
Am I doing Dice's retard?
I think this is your retarded.
You know my retarded Hamer Toyota bit. You want a donut? I'm diabetic.
I've been doing diabetics.
I'm going to get so in trouble for a second.
I don't care. Can we go back to the diarrhea thing for a second? I mean, to bring shit up. But this is what happened last night.
No pun intended. I'm here all week, people.
I know that's somebody's
bit. I'm a professional.
We make one Bob Zaney reference and suddenly.
Everybody says like how Rick talks about people he doesn't like and he says it so openly. And I love that, right? He's honest. He's not a bullshitter. And I love that. And I'm always like
okay.
Good person.
Yeah.
I don't it's
great
okay.
Human.
Well, I forgot I was mad at Bobby Lee. I don't remember why.
Okay, yeah.
Whatever. Okay. So I don't talk to him for a long time. And then I see him here all the time, right?
Yeah.
I don't think anything of it, you know. And I always say, you know, hey or whatever, nod, I don't care. And last night I was in the main room and he came in and he goes, "I'm just gonna use the restroom." I went, "Okay, cool, no problem." You know how you pace before you're going on. So I go on stage. And I was like, I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask Bobby to be on the podcast, maybe talk to him. But while I'm on stage, as if it's not bad enough that I'm not having like my favorite set, I'm doing okay, but it's not, you know, it's that time of the night where they're wanting to walk out.
Right.
He took a shit in that main room bathroom.
Oh, come on.
And it stunk on stage.
Made it to the stage.
I am so fucking mad at him right now. I'm sorry. I had to get that off my chest.
I think he did it intentionally. I'm bombing now because I can't concentrate.
That's
the worst bathroom to shit in the world. There's a green room full of people.
How do you do it?
The door's always open. There's has anyone ever showered in there ever?
Yes.
Lots of comics.
Yes. Lots.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of homeless people. Remember Crispy Chicken?
Is it Yorcy has the bit about, or not the bit, but there's a story about Yorcy. Mitzi thought there was comics showering here, and someone's like, no, me too, that's not happening anymore. And then Yorcy walked out with a towel,
toweling off,
like drying off. And everyone's like,
"Hey, what's up, Dean?"
Just because so many comics were like living in their car and didn't,
I mean, I think they put it in part of the reason. I mean, obviously, there's comics like to shower here,
but that's not why she put it in. She put it in originally, I believe, that backstage was what people used to perform. Like, you know,
you do multiple shows.
Yeah, you do multiple shows. And then there was like bands back in the day. And a lot of dressing green rooms, big ones, have showers in them.
Right.
People would shower before they meet their guest.
Oh, okay.
Oh, after the performance. Yeah, after that makes performance, sense.
If they were all like sweaty or whatever.
Right.
So that's initially why it's there. It's really not for the comics.
Oh, wow.
That's
really cool.
I mean, it is technically. If you were doing a show and you did two shows, whatever, and you were soaked and you had a bunch of people.
Yeah. Well, if my fans want to come up to me after the show, absolutely. I take a full bubble
Eric,
bath.
And I know there's usually a lot.
The shower isn't going to cut it.
The shower's going to cut it.
Everyone knows that about you, though.
A full bath. I mean, I am pristine when I mean, my asshole, you could eat out of it.
It's in your rider.
Yeah, it's in my rider.
In your rider?
Like, bubble bath, a full bubble bath. And
always.
I used to read riders like when I was bored just on my phone, like celebrity riders.
Right,
I remember Marilyn Manson's was like gummy bears, Twizzlers. It was like the most pussy shit. And I was like, Marilyn?
Yeah.
The son of the devil.
That's
and you're
just to piss
it was like gummy bears, Diet Dr. Pepper, and some Kleenex. I'm like, this is the most pussy ride. I wanted him to have like the blood of a newborn baby, crack. Coke,
and Diet Dr. Pepper. I mean, that's the
Diet
least
Dr.
Diet
Pepper. You're the Lord, Prince of Darkness.
He's embarrassing himself,
dude. It was pathetic.
He's doing.
It was sad. I was like, I've lost all respect for this motherfucker. He's on stage, he's like the beautiful people. Backstage, he's like, can I get some Diet Twizzlers?
Diet Twizzlers.
Jesus,
fucker.
Can I get some sugar-free Twizzlers?
Wait, did you start?
This guy's doing his friends.
He is.
Marilyn Manson writer bit now.
Yeah.
I've heard this.
Fuck you, John.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Podcast out there.
Hey, there's not an original thing coming out of his mouth. I'm just going to recite other people's podcasts I've heard. So I was born in Illinois in 1708.
Eleanor, I've been doing...
Wait, Andrew, Eleanor, that's not true.
The Diet Dr. Pepper writer bit since 88.
Since 88. Everybody knows that's my bit.
Drink Diet Dr.
That's my
Pepper.
Fucking bit.
I can't say that.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
It's tough.
Did you start comedy out here? I mean, stealing comedy?
Where are you
comedy?
From, by the way?
Just kidding.
Let's start stealing comedy out here, yes.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Columbia, Maryland.
Okay.
Which is a suburb of Baltimore. It's sad. I'm close to your neck of the woods, Philly.
We have similar accents.
I'm about an hour south of Philly.
Wow.
I've been to the Laugh Stop on South Street.
Damn.
Nice. I used to go there.
Yeah. And
I used to go there. I got my accent back.
Here's my first taste of the dark side of comedy, and no offense, but I used to watch Comic Strip Live, and they used to have the legendary Wid was on there. He was a legendary prop comic in the 80s.
Wid's the best.
And this guy was all over TV in the 80s, and I go to an open mic night on South Street in Philly, and
he's a Philly guy.
He's hosting it. And I'm like, no, you're on TV. And he looks at me like, yeah. He's like, so give me like $50 and free chicken fingers. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
This is the real world.
This is what comedy is.
Yeah.
This is the reality. I thought this guy was in a mansion in Malibu or something. He was on TV.
Yeah.
He's got to be a big star.
People think that.
That's
what
I thought.
You see you on TV and they're like, oh, you must be rich.
Listen, you watch comedy specials and you will be so disillusioned to find out the truth when you find out the truth. Because it just seems like, you know, all these people, they are insanely funny human beings all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every bit they're doing.
Killing.
They're killing, and they're just thinking of it.
They're
right
riffing.
Then and there.
They're riffing.
They're always riffing. And then you watch the same comic twice, and you're like, whoa.
What?
Whoa, hold on.
Amen.
Yeah. Even Robin Williams back in the day when he would go out and pull stuff off the table and
this
be
is
chicks, they'd be like, Jesus, riffing.
Before.
Yeah,
wait
and
a minute.
Like I saw him again. You're like, oh, okay.
Reruns.
Yeah,
that's when people are like, I saw you, and I'm pretty sure I heard you do that before because
I
do crowd work.
Yeah, you do that bit,
and they think
time.
It's always real, I guess. And then they're horribly sad to find out the truth. But like the way they say it's like, I don't want to say anything, Rick, but. You stole that from you last week.
Now you're stealing from yourself.
Yeah,
it's bad enough.
Bad.
At least I steal from other people. You're stealing from yourself.
This sad motherfucker person. Stealing his own bits.
Yeah.
And I'm I mean, maybe 30% is new.
Right.
You know, and you try and tell them that, and then they're like, what?
They have no clue.
It's like when they find out an improv troupe,
isn't...
They're not doing improv?
Right.
Yeah. It's in the name.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Do you remember... Did you ever see Steve Pearl?
Yes.
Sadly.
Oh, yes.
Obsessed. No, not sadly. I love him.
You don't One of the worst human beings slash comedians
I've
ever met.
Stephen Pearl?
Yeah. We got to get him on the podcast.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Socially, yes. He's inept on many levels. However... On stage, one of my absolute favorites. When I started here,
the weirdest thing I've ever
Robin
heard.
Williams used to take his bits all the time. All the fucking time.
Really?
Yeah. But he has my favorite bit, which is...
Because I've heard him claim that, and then I watched Harris Pete put him against a wall.
Oh.
Robin Williams never stole shit from you, and you know it.
He gave
him your
money
dreams.
For it. He gave him money for it, and he gave him a job and a
is
radio.
Is it stealing once you pay?
After he made money.
Is it stealing?
Yes,
if you
because
pay?
He, they were.
Oh, okay.
Later,
she's
paid.
Arguing with.
Look, I get. So
I don't know.
Rick must be serious.
No,
is
I
it,
get so excited about Steve, but he does this bit about chopped olives. Have you ever heard that one?
I don't
we're
think
chopped
so.
Olives. There's 99 of us. We sucked individually, so we formed a group, and then he would do them doing.
Yeah.
It doesn't translate well, Rick.
I'm going to punch him in the face for that bit.
Why? You don't like it?
Wait, so would Robin just like stand in the back of the room and just like write
Steve
bits down
like
or
that.
He would just absorb
I mean,
shit?
That is part
Steve
of Robin's
was
thing
like
was like
yeah.
He would take people's bits because, say, you know, it's like you were saying, like you watch someone do comedy.
Right.
And then later you're
yeah.
doing it. So Robin's so much trying to like, you know, it's all association with what is happening in his mind at that moment.
Right.
So he'd throw out a line and then be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That was so-and-so's bit. But he's famous for paying him. It'd be like, it wouldn't be like.
At least he paid people.
Yeah. Later, though. Yeah. It was a long time while Steve
wait,
was
wait,
trying.
He could afford it. Yeah, when he was a Mork and Mindy.
That's
like, the whole
you
thing,
stole
like,
my bit. You did it on Carson.
Yeah.
And
like,
right. And
right.
Then Steve is struggling trying to get people to
and
notice
like,
him here.
Yeah.
And he's not because somebody else is doing
no
his bits.
Because he's no Robin Williams.
10,000 times better. Right. I'm not saying Robin's not performing
well. What would he pay? What would he pay him?
I don't know, but he did get him a job in that radio show in San Fran right now that he has.
And and part of what Harris was saying, and this is one of those moments. Do you know who Harris Pete is? He was a doorman here for like 30 years.
I don't.
And one of the biggest bastards slash awesome people of all time. So like sure. When I first met him, I'm just like, who is this asshole? But then as I got to know him and over the years
he was
being
cool.
Here, I'm like, oh, this guy's great.
Yeah.
Because no, I like someone angry. Who's fucking with people. But he was just
exactly.
a very angry people.
He fucks people like for fun or he was just pissed off?
I think he was legitimately pissed off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
But like he has those moments where you're just like, God, thank God this guy is here to say something.
Yeah, because he would just rip you to shreds if he
and
didn't
part
like
of,
you.
Part of the thing with Stephen Pearl was, I don't know if he was on stage or somehow it was like, there was a forum of people and he's talking about
okay.
Robin Williams, fuck Robin Williams, he stole all my bits and all this. Part of Harris's thing was, if Robin Williams had never done any of your bits, you would still be the sad, pathetic 50-year-old guy crying at the comedy store.
Okay, right,
right, now.
Right. Right.
You're just like, oh,
jeez,
thank God,
thank
yeah.
you, Saturday.
And I'm loving it, but you know, people are just like, man, this guy is mean.
And he really was Harris. God
yeah.
love him. He's still around. He's
no matter
still mean.
Who you asked him about, no matter what, who.
Yeah.
Piece of shit. That was that was his opinion of every person on earth.
Jesus!
Mother Teresa.
That whore.
Piece of shit, that Mother Teresa. You just go down the line, you could ask him, because he'd been here for so long. It's like, he was roommates with Letterman and Leno. And
yeah.
Like, so he's got, you're just like, wow, this
oh, he
guy.
He knew everything.
He knows comedy. What? Oh, man, what was he like? What was he like? Oh God!
Piece of shit!
Piece of shit! Okay.
But why was Stephen Pearl such a terrible guy? Like he just
to me?
He was just socially inept. Honestly,
yeah.
I don't know if he was
listen,
mean to you. Was
I had to
mean?
Share the
I know
the condo in La Jolla with this guy.
Okay,
and it was a nightmare.
What was he like?
He's a shrieker.
Yeah, you had to spend more time
yeah.
than
I. He's
did.
A shrieker.
I was just waiting tables and loved.
He's
him.
A night shrieker.
What
Which
the fuck
very...
does that mean? Like, while he's having sex, he's shrieking?
No one's having sex with this guy.
Okay.
No, oh, he's well, a, in his sleep,
shrieker.
Shrieker.
Jesus.
Where you're like, holy fuck, what's
like,
going
ah!
on? Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
You're like, what's happening?
Those were you in the room with like the room
night
with the two
terrors.
Beds?
No.
Stop making fun of retarded people.
night terrors.
Aren't they?
If I make a comedy special, it's going to be called Night Terrors. About my fucking
That's,
life.
That, also the name of this podcast, as you can tell by the torture room we're in.
I feel like I'm about to be. I'm waiting for somebody with a chainsaw.
Welcome to the Comedy Store podcast, formerly known
it.
As Night Terrors.
Eleanor's going to be wearing my skin on stage.
I love it because I'm losing weight, and I will be wearing your skin because
yeah,
it'll fit
yeah,
by the time we're
it'll
done.
It'll fit like a glove.
The heat.
I don't have much skin to go around.
When they cut this
It is hotter than the fires of hell down here. When they cut this new window.
Would you like me to open the door?
No, I'm just
the first thing I asked was like, oh, are they putting in like a wall?
Right.
And they're like, what are you, retarded?
Yeah, like, oh, again.
No. First of all,
I like
there
this white paint. This is not depressing at all. What prison was this fucking from?
There's a wall unit in the old podcast studio upstairs. And they'd be like, don't turn it on during podcasting. It's really loud. I'd be like, this room is 6 feet by 8 feet. You think I thought the mics weren't going to pick up the wall unit that you guys are using up here? We're lucky to have the wall unit.
That was
unit.
One of the first wall units Mitzi got. Yeah. Not Amazing. Mitzi, maybe even
Everything about this club is special.
It really is.
It's the unique. Upkeep, though.
And by special, do you mean retarded?
Retarded.
We mean
That's
retarded.
The theme here.
We mean retarded.
Wait, so you started in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay, and then...
May 10th, 2001.
10 minutes later.
Shit, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Wow, she's good. She brings it back.
I'm trying.
You're bringing it back.
What was the date?
May 10th, 2001.
Damn.
I went on stage and got booed off stage at the University of Maryland by like 3,000 people.
I think we've been doing comedy about the same amount of time. Because 2001 was...
That.
Yeah, I did it once when I was... I did
you
it once when I was
booed off stage.
I was booed off stage
for your first set.
Yeah, no, it was my third. It was my third set. But my first set, I was 18, and I worked at a movie theater, and I was reading Judy Carter's stand-up comedy, the book, and me and my friend at 10 at the movie theater did a two-man set at Winchester's Pub in Baltimore. When I was 20, I tried out for Comic View at this club called Jokes on Us and Laurel. When I was 21. It was May 10th, 2001. I went up, got booed off, started doing it every week.
Nice.
Said it can't get any worse.
Sure, because
I was wrong.
How can you?
I was booed off for the classic bit.
How many people were there?
Like 1,000,
2,000. And that's the, it really is like a, you are truly a comedian.
I was
it's the only profession
the off,
where everyone on earth hates you and you're like, this is it for me.
This is it.
This is what I'm going to do.
It was so humiliating and I was like, I got to do this again.
Well, you said it from the classic bit. What was the bit? What got
Oh, please don't make me tell it.
Oh, please tell it. Please tell
Just give
it.
Us a premise.
I was 21. My mom caught me jerking off. Well, she didn't catch me. I jumped out in front of her. Happy Mother's Day, bitch. That was the boo-off joke.
Listen.
Hey, don't steal that. That's a classic.
That.
Look, I was 21. Well, I was new to comedy.
That's amazing.
Well, I don't know what you are now, but I'm applauding.
You probably don't listen to the podcast because you seem awesome, but we've discussed some of the stuff we did early on. I was an impressionist, so let's not ever act
Were you really an impressionist?
Let's not...
Oh,
let's not ever act like it's embarrassing that you did a great jerk off bit
that's
on your mom.
A good jerk off.
Then my
bit.
Second joke was like, "Have you ever had these people that shit on each other for sex? Like, how do you masturbate? You shit on yourself." These are the worst jokes ever. And then I did a Yoda impression that sounded just like the exact same as my regular voice.
Oh,
I was like, "I'm Yoda," and they're like, "It sounds like you." I did Yoda fucking someone in the ass or something.
Is this an impression? Or
yeah, that was my big closer. Was Yoda fucking Mike Tyson in the ass, and both people sounded just like me.
like
don't fuck me in the ass, right. Yoda. Okay, Mike Tyson, and the crowd was just like
Mike Tyson.
It was awful. It was beyond awful.
No,
and I wrote
no, it's not.
I wrote
that's
a parenthesis.
The only part I won't accept.
Yeah, I wrote a parenthesis. Work on.
Work on.
Work on the Yoda fucking Mike Tyson in the ass bit.
People go up on their first fucking set in front of a person. How did you go up on your first set in front of 1,000 people?
I kept putting comedy off, but I was writing in this notebook, and people. I was like, I want to be a comedian. And my friend Corey walked in my apartment one day. All my friends were over, and he's like, dude, the college by my house is having this funniest college student. The prize is $500. And everybody kind of looked at me like, put up or shut up.
Yeah.
So I started drinking around noon.
Naturally.
Smart.
And smoking weed.
Yeah.
And I threw up before I went on stage. And I went up, and I was fucking aced. And not much has changed. And then I went out and I was so fucking scared. And I was just guzzling beer.
Yeah.
And I was like, I gotta fucking do it. And I was in love with this girl, Megan Warner. She worked and she was in
full
the
full name.
Fucking,
I like that. Yeah. Full disclosure.
She wouldn't care. She was in the front row. And afterwards she came up and she was like, you did good. She thought I was gonna kill myself. Like, no, you did so you know when you do so bad, people can't even bullshit that you like, oh no, it was the acoustics of the room or the crowd.
Yeah.
They were like,
the carpet wasn't fresh.
Bro, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was fucking horrible. And I was booed off, and I was like, and then the next, every Thursday, they had open mic at Winchester's. I wouldn't be able to eat for 3 days.
Oh,
and I would write
God.
In my notebook. I thought you had to do new jokes every time.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. I thought you had to do new jokes every set.
It wasn't until I started doing comedy for a while that I'm like, wait, I'm the only one?
Yeah.
I'm the only one doing new bits? And they're like, well, you should do that one again. Yeah. I'm like,
right.
Futuristic Louis C.K.
Now I do Taco Bell every time I get on stage for yeah. 17 years.
No matter what.
I'm like, Taco Bell, thank you, good night. I'm not doing anything
else. 1,000 people or yeah. one?
I don't you give a fuck. I'm Taco doing Bell. It full energy. I can't I'm not famous enough to bomb. I have to kill out here. But the I would write each set. I'd be like, my 9th set, my 10th set. I stopped doing it after like 100, but I would do bit. And then I had a bit.
Got to 100.
My big bit was my jerk off dad bit. And I would open with it. And people were like, you want to close with your best bit? But I was so scared I would open. It was, I live at home with my parents. Why, when you're jerking off in the shower, do they subliminally know I'm banging on the door? My dad, I'm gone to Wendy's. Dad, I'm busy. What do you want? Now I can't jerk off without the sound of my dad's voice. What do you want from Wendy's? The Big Bacon Classic. The Big Bacon Classic. Say it slower. The Big Bacon Classic. What are you going to get on? That was the bit. And I'm jerking off the mic. And that bit would either kill or it'd be a horrific silent. And I would open with it.
I mean, from what we've been told about comedy in Maryland, there is a solid amount of jerking off in family material.
Oh, if you didn't have 3 jerk off jokes, I mean, I was jerking off on the bus, jerking off at Target. Yeah.
Jerking off on mom, boot off stage.
Boot off stage.
Jerking off
Dad.
His dad's voice. Comedy gold.
Gold.
This is the problem with America. Yeah, women are always a victim.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
You're jerking off on mom, and you're a bad person.
That's right.
Jerking off to dad's voice, he's a man.
He's a great guy.
And I thought...
You worked on that bit, and I like
it. I thought that bit was genius.
It is. Are you kidding? I want you to bring it back.
Yeah, and then when I did the college, I had to follow this 8-year-old kid who went to the college. He was like a Doogie Howser genius, and he was first, and I was second.
Wait, hold on. He actually went to the college?
He actually went to the college. He was enrolled in college. He was like 8. He was like a genius.
Yeah, okay.
And when I was on stage...
Indian? Was he an Indian?
No, he was a Caucasian American.
Regular
white.
Thank
God, because otherwise you're a bad person for telling this story.
I'll be a horrible person. And they covered his ears, his parents, and escorted him out while I was on stage doing the... I'll say a bit about... fucking people in wheelchairs. I would hide the chair and they couldn't escape. It was really...
Damn it, tell me more.
It was tasteful. The bits were very tasteful at the time.
Eric, these bits are gold.
Maybe I should bring these back.
Some people are offended because people in wheelchairs aren't supposed to get laid. Yeah. They were the monster, Eric. They were the monster.
I'm like, I'm fucking them in the ass. And they're like, where's my chair? And the crowd was like, God. They didn't just hate me. They were like, this person is mentally ill and he's going to kill somebody. It was horrible.
I did this show. Jay Davis said it out. I should start there.
At the parlor?
No. This is like a privately booked show or something. He calls me and he's like, hey, we're getting good money.
Okay.
$50.
Every person.
That is good.
Every person at this show is basically a billionaire. And I forget what the name of the group was, but it's like everyone to be in this society, you have to be the CEO, president of your company. There has to be
like
5,000 people in the company, and your company has to be a multi-million dollar corporation.
Jesus.
So he's like telling me this in my mind. I'm like, I can't lose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, so these are the richest assholes on earth.
Right.
I wonder if that's going to be the funnest thing ever.
Right.
So it's me and him and Sarah Tiana. He gets Sarah Tiana because she's, you know, she does the roast stuff. Or she wrote for The Burn. And it's like his buddy is one of the people. He knows some rich guy. Owns like...
Oh, Paul Mitchell.
He knows everybody.
Was it Angus Mitchell?
I don't know.
I don't know who it was. Yeah.
He's got some billionaire friend who owns
a
bunch of restaurants.
That's his billionaire friend. His friend owns Paul Mitchell.
Yeah.
I know this because he tells me in every conversation. Like, you want to go to Chipotle? I know a guy from Paul Mitchell. I'm like, all right.
That's weird.
I have an idea. He's like, he'll invest in it. We'll make it a movie. I'm like, I just said, said penis hole, Jay.
That is the guy.
Yeah.
Because that was exactly what by the end of your set, he'll probably want to invest.
By the end of
your set,
he's going to invest in what? Set? My Taco Bell joke? Well, that's going to be a trilogy. Bigger than Star Wars. Eric goes to Taco Bell.
We all know what's going on.
Yeah.
So he tells me this. I'm like, all right. So this guy is part of some group. They're having their annual gathering downtown in some old church that's now a banquet. And I'm just like, oh, I don't know. He's like, $15, $1,000. I'm like, I'm in. So we go down there, and it's fucking
15
weird.
Minutes for $1,000?
15 minutes.
Fuck me. All right.
Yeah. The guy wants 3 comics. $3,000.
Yeah.
And he's just like, and no more than 45 minutes of comedy. So we're all like, oh, yeah.
We're each doing that.
So his buddy gives Sarah a bunch of info about all the billionaires so she can, you know, do a roast properly, I guess.
Right.
And then he just wants me to do my thing, and they're all rich assholes, so they're going to love that someone's shitting on them. That's what I'm told.
I'm guessing this didn't go well.
It went better than I anticipated at the beginning.
Okay.
Because Jay goes up, and I'm like, they know Jay. And he starts doing his thing. Well, his 15 minutes quickly escalates into about a minute and a half of comedy. And then Jay's just like, I'm like, wait, is he wrapping up?
He bailed
up?
Out?
Yeah. Like,
it just wasn't going well.
He's wrapping up.
Okay.
And these people are like, so I'm told it's just these people. Like, it's a work thing.
Oh,
we get
God.
There, and it's like people dressed up, families.
Like, kids?
Families. Yeah, there's children
shit.
There. And I'm sitting there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm sitting there like, wait, I was told I could say whatever. Fuck it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So then Sarah goes up there, and she's doing her thing and with, like, what she's told about these people. And, like, people are looking around like, this bitch.
Really?
She does,
oh,
like, she does, like,
God.
one bit. I can't remember what it was now. But she's roasting a guy, and whatever what she said, I start dying. Because it's such a funny.
Right.
Just that you would say that. It's so funny.
Okay.
Great writing. And I'm the only, like, it's clearly I'm the only one laughing. And I'm
yeah.
like, oh, fuck. Like, to the point where I have to stop laughing.
Are you, like, howling?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I'm positive we're all laughing.
Okay.
And right. after about 3 seconds, I'm like, oh, I'm the only one laughing.
Oh,
and I
shit.
Know that because half the tables turn around. Half the tables turn around, and they're looking at me like, you're a bigger monster than her for saying that.
You are a fucking animal.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh,
you're a
shit.
Monster.
And it was that moment where I'm like, oh, this is going to be bad. But $1,000.
Yeah, fuck it.
I've already been given my check.
I'll eat the shit for 50.
Yeah, I'll eat shit for 50.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Who's asshole?
Yeah.
Exactly. They're not going to be as clean as the bubble bath asshole.
No,
well, nobody can top me.
So I go up there. Jake goes, oh, man, I'm great with Sarah. And the crowd's like.
Positive Jake.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is so much fun, man. We're all having a great time.
This
next
side.
Comic. You guys are going to love him. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, no.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You're walking to the death panel. Yeah, no credits.
Not that I have credits, yeah. But it's just like one of those. As a comedian, when you have no credits and the crowd's like, this next guy is one of the funniest comics alive, you're like, oh, this is going to be terrible. So he brings me up there, and I start trying to like pick on whoever the first guy was. I'm picking on him. And I don't know if it's like he was a leader because Feng Chao, the Chinese overlord,
what's
is coming.
What's up, baby?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
how
buddy.
Are you?
Made in China.
How
okay,
are you, baby?
We're in the middle of something. What? Goddamn gooks always interrupting.
Rick, you want to go next?
You know what? Just put up whoever. If there's someone else here. There's
we'll
another.
Stretch Bobby. Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Stretch Bobby?
I got 20 more minutes of podcasting to do.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm a big guest. I was yes. flown in from Sunset and Western.
Anyway, all right, sorry. We'll cut
so
that out. Maybe
okay.
we won't.
Fuck it. That doesn't matter.
Oh, I know what it was. All right. So the other speaker, there's a speaker who did like an hour of talking. And
yeah.
I'm sure that guy got like 10 grand.
Okay.
And he is a former American general.
Oh, Jesus.
Who was a
Christ.
General in the most recent war on terror in Iraq. And he is recently retired. And they brought him in, and like they're asking questions about stuff. This is right before the comedy show started. And it's like, what do you think of the current climate with Russia?
Yeah.
And these people are billionaires, so like they genuinely want to know what's going on in the world. And I'm sitting there eating my fucking tri-tip. And
yeah.
The world's most expensive mashed potatoes. It's like, yeah.
With flecks of real gold.
Yeah. This is the opener.
Yeah.
And so
this guy's not funny at all.
So I start trying to rip on this guy. I'm like, man, so you were a general in Iraq? And he's like, that's right. I'm like, man, how many years? And he's like, 5 years. I'm like, man, things are going well. You know, I think I'm doing like Rodney classic.
Yeah.
And they're just like, you don't make fun of generals. I'm like, okay.
Oh, so they're just staunchy. Oh,
so they're not happy. So then I start picking on some other people. And this guy, who's the richest guy in the room, which is the smartest thing I asked, because
oh
if there's one
God.
Thing billionaires hate, it's other billionaires with more billions.
Yeah.
And they're like, he is. And I'm like, oh, really? And so then I'm just being mean to this guy. Man, how many dead hookers in your past?
Yeah.
And like suddenly all these asshole dudes are like, okay, I'm listening.
Yeah. So you found the one guy everybody hated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, You're saying all the right things.
You're right. You're so like, I'm a pro motherfucker.
I'm ripping
kids
this guy.
Holding their ears.
Yeah. Yeah. What? That's the thing. Was like, as soon as I start talking about
dead hookers, the children left. Yeah.
I feel like to have $1 billion, we're talking 50 to 60 dead hookers.
Yeah.
And like,
fair question.
Everyone's loving it. And then I just see this lady grab her kids, and I'm like, oh, fuck, kids, right? And she grabs his kids, and I go, is that your wife? And the billionaire guy's like, yeah. I'm like, getting the kids out of here. And I'm like, you brought your wife to a billionaire party?
Yeah.
You're a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And now all the dudes are just like, okay, now you're offending his wife. I'm listening.
Yeah, they're loving you.
So still on board.
Because this could have gone so bad.
So I do, I end up stretching. I do an extra 5 because I'm just loving this so much.
Yeah.
Right. And you have
and Jay's standing in the back with his phone like, what are you doing?
Strobe light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, with two phones. Get the fuck off.
He's like, yeah, you can get off. I'm like, well, you know, you went short, Jay. And he's like, so.
Hangs his head in shame. I know. Don't,
so I get off stage and I'm like, that was actually pretty fun. And then I get, you know, 10, 15 different billionaires out of the 100 that are there all coming up like, wow, man, you got a lot of balls. You know, no one would ever say that to Gary.
Yeah.
Like, I think Gary needed someone to say that to him. You're so right.
You're so right. Gary needs to be taken off his pedestal.
That's exactly what they all thought. But it was so fucking miserable at first.
I can't.
Just the thought of being up there like, oh,
but
shit.
But once you got him rolling, you were killing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Even, were you actually killing or was it just like a slight roll?
They were by the end. They were happy.
I pissed myself laughing.
By the end, they were rolling.
Yeah. Right, that's what I'm saying. That's
I'm
hard.
Trying to think of you what made me bring this story up, other than just a little pat on my own back. What were we talking about before this?
Rough gigs, the
rough
college
gigs,
gig,
the little kid putting.
Oh, that's
head
what it was.
Oh, the little kid. Yeah, yeah, the little kid.
All the kids horrified. The mother's horrified. Oh. Yeah, just like, there's only
Daddy has dead hookers? No, honey. The bad man. Don't listen to the bad man.
Don't listen to him. He obviously has no money.
He always has no money.
I've performed in front of kids. Have you before? Like, I mean, the improv does that thing.
I would never
do weird
it.
Shows.
I did that show at the improv. Oh, I did a show one time where I get there. I did the, they used to have a Funny Bone in Huntington, West Virginia. And the owner, Rick, was like, Eric, can you get her a day earlier? There's a corporate gig at 11 o'clock. Tomorrow
morning,
at Thursday. No, he just had a corporate show. He's like, it's an extra like $300, and I'm dead broke. I'm featuring.
Yeah, you know,
that's
like,
that's
yeah.
Like triple my money. Sure. I'm like, fuck yeah. I get there, they're like, oh, are you the clown? I'm like, I'm the comedian. They're like, okay, it's Curtis's 5th birthday. So what do you do? Like, you like balloon animal? I'm like, I call Rick. I'm like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah,
do
what am I
do?
Supposed to do here?
He's like, okay, I just cancel the gig. I'm like, what about the $300?
Yeah,
I drove all the way out here from Maryland. It was like 20
you're
hours.
You're paying me $300.
I never got the $300.
You should have just pulled out your penis and did some balloon.
I know that. Well, that's rated G. It's so small. Oh, woo! Hello, I'm here all week. They're like, what is that? A yoga coming raisin or his dick? I'm killing tonight.
Thanks for being here, kids. Gary's 5 tonight. Consider it your last. Okay. This is not
so
going
Gare,
well.
How many dead hookers do you have in that sandbox? You
in
know what I'm saying?
You got to have at least 60 to make it to 5.
I heard you shit your pants last week. Am I right, kids? What's up with fucking Pikachu?
Well, I mean, you know you have a bad parent when they have me show up to do the comedy show.
Hey, I'm the Eric the Clown.
I have
Eric. What kind of name
clown.
Is that for a clown? Remember
dude,
Seinfeld?
I did a show with Pauly Shore. I was like, why was I doing it? All right, I was with Pauly. We did a show in Columbia, South Carolina or something.
Deja Vu.
Okay.
No,
that's Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah, that's
I was
going to say,
saying,
that's
Comedy Zone.
Comedy Zone.
Comedy Zone.
Yeah.
I've done that one.
I thought you were saying Deja Vu, like you
like
did
he
a
had
show
this experience.
With Pauly. I was like,
no. Deja Vu is a
when
club.
He said Comedy Club. I'm like, there's more than one Deja Vu. Everything is clear now, listeners. We all know. We're all on the same page.
We're all on the same page.
It was Comedy Zone.
Comedy Zone. And I've done that one.
Pauly's like, I can't remember. So-and-so was supposed to meet us there. And they were going to open. And I'm just like, all right, yeah, cool. So we get there, and they're like, oh, yeah, they didn't talk to you? And he's like, no. And they're like, yeah, he can't make it. So it's opening. And they're like, great news. We got the disgruntled clown. It was in town. And I'm like, wait,
Rock
that's
and Roll
name?
John?
That's his name? The disgruntled clown?
Yeah.
Disgruntled?
He's like, a Florida guy.
So
you know him?
Oh.
Eric, I'm obsessed with you.
He opened for me once, and the...
He looks like Fat James.
He's dressed like a clown. And he does
like
a lot
a
of
real life.
And there's a comedy chain called Bonkers in Florida, and he like he thinks he is like
he does. He's the most pretentious asshole.
He thinks he's Dane Cook walking out. Like he thinks he is a huge megastar.
He does. And
Let's find a better race.
And he doesn't even talk about the clown or the circus half the time. It doesn't even make any fucking sense.
He's fighting with the owner of the Comedy Zone about his pay because he wants feature money. And they're like, we told you it's opening money.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, maybe I should feature and this guy should open.
Mm.
And Paulie's like, nah, dude, he's my feature.
Dude, right?
And
buddy.
So Paulie stood up for you? This is going to be a positive podcast.
I don't think he stood up for me as much as like Paulie doesn't know what's going on with this clown, but he didn't want to follow him.
No,
because what if it's all weird?
Yeah, you're right. And then,
at that point, I was a bad enough comedian. Paulie knew he could follow me, so the disgruntled comedian shows up and he's yelling, and they're like, "Just get ready." That was what the owner tells him, and he's like, "I'm not putting on the makeup."
That's an extra $25.
So I'm sitting here just looking around like, is this guy for real? And then I'm thinking they're buddies and then maybe they're putting on a,
and Comedy Zone feature money has got to be $100 tops. Yeah. $125 maybe.
I think I'm getting $400 to feature
for the weekend. Shows. Yeah.
So I'm getting $100. He's getting
and a hotel
75.
Room at the Clarion or the Ramada, whatever shithole it is.
Where you are going
to
have bed
right next to the Silver Rain Ladies Nightclub.
Ladies Nightclub.
So
Hepatitis C Nightclub.
He shows up.
I can get
like,
a job there.
He goes, so what's the deal, man? You do like you're an actual clown? He was like, shut up.
He said that to Paulie?
He said that to me. And I'm just like, okay. Good to know. I'm 23 years old. I've been doing comedy a total of 4 years.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to fucking small talk with this guy. And he tells me a hard shut up. I'm just like, okay.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So then he goes out there.
He's a psycho.
Yeah. He goes out there. And
he's like, I'm bad.
He goes out there and he's like, okay. And it's all the same shitty shtick.
Yeah.
If there's a fire,
without the makeup,
make sure you run and scream and all this stuff. No makeup. He's wearing like a white t-shirt.
He didn't have the clown outfit on?
No clown outfit. Second night, he agreed to wear
extra.
It. That's why I knew that. I'm like, cause at first, I'm like, so this is his thing. He's the disgruntled clown. He refuses to be a clown. He refuses to accept the money. I get it. Disgruntled. Okay, got it. I know what's going on.
Right. Don't you feel like you're tripping on acid watching him in that clown outfit? Yeah. It's fucking trippy.
Second night, he shows up in full gear, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
It was last night.
Yeah.
Last night was a full breakdown.
He took meds today.
Yeah. He shows up.
He took his Xanax.
Full outfit. No reference, though, to being a clown.
None in the set, which is really bizarre.
It's very
because you're dressed like a fucking clown.
Yeah.
And he does this all the time.
I guess.
He does.
If he knows who he is,
obviously.
In my mind, I'm like, okay.
That's what I'm looking
at
you.
When he goes, he's a Florida headliner. He called me and he's like, Eric, we're going to do a bar tour of Florida. And I'm like, no, we're not. I'd rather fucking die. But if he goes up with that, the clown outfit, he's called Rock and Roll John. Now, I did a club called Laughing in Fort Myers, Florida, and I was headlining, and he was featuring. He gets there. He thinks he's supposed to be headlining, and he threw a motherfucking tantrum. He hated me the entire week.
Yeah.
The first conversation I had with him, he starts throwing out racial slurs, and I'm like, okay, I'm done talking to you.
Yeah.
Like, you're a fucking loser. You're a piece of shit. Well, like, he just
you don't
sang.
Open with that.
Yeah. And I'm like, buddy, you don't know me, and this is just bad.
That's
you're,
not good.
You're a fucking loser. Yeah. You're a piece of shit. Like, he's just a fucking. He thinks he is a
the biggest star in the world. Yeah.
The ego on this
he
guy.
He should be the delusional clown.
He should be.
Yeah. Disgruntled.
That's his new name.
Because he occasionally accepts that he's not famous. But he definitely thinks he is a huge megastar.
Wow.
Yeah. And well, at Bonkers in Sanford, Florida,
he is.
You're a big deal.
Yeah.
Because
I guess
you
that's
sold
true.
20 tickets, even though they're free.
You only have to sell 20 tickets down there?
Yeah. It's
looks like I'm moving.
Jesus.
After the show's on Saturday, he starts trying to kiss Paulie's ass and, like, you should have me open more shows for you and all this stuff. And then he's like, we all got to get breakfast tomorrow. And then Paulie's like, dude, my flight's early, but Rick will go with you.
No.
He didn't.
No.
I take it back.
No.
So guys,
he didn't stand up for you.
Yeah, not at all.
Sorry.
That's what I said. I don't think that's what's the story
almost
here.
Almost had faith, Paulie.
He goes.
4 seconds of faith.
Paulie goes, dude, if you can take us all to the airport, you take me in the morning for my flight, then you and Rick can get. And I'm just like, are you working this out?
Oh, yeah. He just made him
you're
a cab driver clown.
You're not just
going to
let this not happen? You're making me go? So he's like, so you'll pick us up at the hotel, you take me, drop me off, you and Rick will get breakfast,
yeah.
And you can drop Rick off. I'm just like, Okay, and I'm 23, and I'm not confident enough to like stand up for myself to be like, no, Paulie.
Yeah.
You guys do whatever you're going to do. I'll go later. So I'm just like, okay.
Right.
So he comes. He is not happy in the morning that he's picking us up to fucking take us. I'm just like,
just
you're the one who wanted
driver.
To do this, motherfucker.
Yeah. Right.
So he takes Paulie, drops him off, then he takes me to some breakfast buffet somewhere. And then I have to sit there for like an hour and a half and listen to him talk about
how great he is.
Great he is, and how the owner of the Comedy Zone is an asshole and all this stuff. I'm just like, I'm only here because Paulie wants me to open for him, man. I have no connection to the guy from the Comedy Zone.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, he shouldn't have done that to me. I'm just like, okay, I guess. Is there more bacon?
Yeah. Was it the longest fucking breakfast of your life?
It was so painful. Like I just said, it was an hour and a half, and I'm like, shit, it was probably 30 minutes.
It felt like an eternity.
It felt so awful.
Jesus. He asked me to go antique shopping with him, and I'm like, first of all, as a grown man, that's a bizarre thing to ask. Like, Rick, do you want to go antiquing with me tomorrow? No. You're like, no, I fucking don't,
like,
creeper.
Listen,
no.
I like you, Eric.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, right.
There's no antiquing.
I'm like, what's going to happen? How many fingers are going to be in my asshole by the end of this fucking trip?
Especially because...
Don't you mean hands?
Especially because...
How many clown puffs are going to be in my asshole? He's scary. Like, he looks like Pennywise from the It movie. He's terrifying looking.
And when all this conversation about going to breakfast is going on, he's in full clown gear. So I'm just like, fuck, this sucks. And Paulie hated the first night where he was not in clown gear, was loving the second night that I had to go up after this clown.
How did he do on stage?
Terrible. It was terrible both nights. Better as a clown.
With the costume.
But no clown referencing, but better than the first night, fully disgruntled, just a fat-ish kind of guy.
That's a mental patient.
You'd figure you'd open with a clown joke at least.
Yeah.
So that's your stick.
Yeah.
They're just like, what? And he's emceeing?
He's emceeing.
And it's in like the banquet hall of a two-star a Holiday Inn.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically what it feels like.
These people are like, we got free tickets from the Comedy Zone, and we don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
But Paulie probably sells tickets.
Yeah, I was going to say, they were there to see Paulie. It was the South. So that's the... That's where Paulie is still famous.
Yeah.
And that's like the son-in-law crowd.
Right.
They're definitely, young, but they're probably my age now. So they're not really young. They're middle-aged people.
And this is about, how long ago was
it? 10 years ago. I was 23. I was 12 years ago.
Yeah. So this was still.
Yeah.
Some of those movies were probably still really huge movies.
Yeah.
No offense. You know what I mean?
It's okay to offend.
Oh, you can offend. Yeah. Again, we're cool with that.
it was very uncomfortable. It was very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The whole weekend. But, that's who you get sometimes at these fucking places.
I
love that you know who that is, because it was one of those, like when I said it, people are like, that's for real? I'm like, that's a real person in the Southeast.
The disgruntled guy. Yeah, I've done...
He's a regional megastar.
He's a regional superstar. He's selling out stadiums in his mind.
Yeah,
I'm
he really
positive
is.
Yeah. He still is.
Yeah. He's still going.
And invited me to breakfast, and I had to pay, which was really nice.
You had to pay for breakfast?
I had to pay. He's like, you're the feature. I think that was his
come
line.
The fuck on.
I'm gonna.
You're making that feature money. $400.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Paulie tipped him for at least driving him to the airport.
It's weird, Eleanor. He didn't.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
the
whole thing was terrible.
Money.
When did you show up at the Comedy Store? I mean, I know when you showcased, because it was a great showcase.
You saw him showcase?
Yeah.
I did not. I would have loved to.
Well, thanks, Eleanor. I invited you.
I'm not that supportive.
This is like, what, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago?
Yeah, I had been, I moved here 4 years ago, and I'd always been in love with the Comedy Store. You know, I'm a comedy geek. Sam Kinison is my favorite comic. I read books. You know, I'm dying up. I read the book about the strikes, and I'd watch. I knew everything about the Comedy Store. Kaufman. I knew all the shit. So I got here, and I was like, oh, my God, the fucking Comedy Store. The first day I fucking got here, I came here.
Yeah.
I came to the set in the back. And I actually, at one point, I was having a lot of trouble with, like, drinking, and I was just, like, down and out. And I remember, what was the kid's name used to hand out flyers in the front? Ricky?
Oh, yeah.
Ricky Luna.
Ricky Luna.
He had a phone. He'd always let me use it because I didn't have a phone. So
damn.
I walked up here and I was like,
I
was like, can I call my dad? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, Dad, I want to come home. Give me a bus. And I remember looking at the names on the walls. And I was like, if I leave, I'm never coming back.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I feel like I'm giving up. And I stayed here. And I kept looking at the names on the walls. I would be like obsessed with this place. And I kept asking Adam for a showcase, and he's like, Adam was always cool with me. He's always really nice, and he's like, I'll get you on the next one. You know, there's obviously a million comics here.
He must really like you, because every time I've witnessed him be like, I need a showcase, he'll go, sorry, man, there's too many people already, and we don't have time, and I don't have time to give you. And I'm always like, damn, awesome. So if he told you he'd put you on it, he really did like you. That's great.
Adam's always been sweet to me, man. Yeah. I met him.
You know him from the improv.
I know him from Tempe Improv, where I showed up hammered drunk one night, and he's like, I can't put you up. And I'm like, I'll be fine. I killed. To this day, I have no idea what I fucking said. But I was like, I killed for 10 minutes, and I could barely talk.
Yeah.
They're probably laughing at me, but whatever. So then I got the Showtime special with Eleanor, and then
the dice.
Yeah.
The
I think that bumped me up. Gave me some clout, and then he's like, do you want to do a showcase like next Wednesday? And I was like, holy shit, I've never been so fucking nervous. I was like pacing back and forth.
Man.
Thanks.
I sat in the back.
I did the Taco Bell, but I was like, what 5 minutes do I do? And I was like, Taco Bell bit, man.
I was, one of my favorite things to do, Adam's only done probably 4 showcases in the 2.5 years he's been the talent coordinator.
Maybe,
and so I always like to show up.
Mondays and look at people. So
I always like to come and really, I just like to harass Adam.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's always so two comics on the lineup I hate, on the showcase I hate. And then there's always, like, 2 comics I don't know, and then 1 comic I do know. And half the time, it's some comic that I like, and I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Right.
But I always come and I tell Adam, before the showcase even starts, listen, you can't pass so-and-so.
Yeah.
And then he's like, we'll see what happens, man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, listen, it's going to be bad for you and me if you pass these people, so whatever you do, don't pass them.
Why? You're a torment. Just a torture.
I just like to fuck with Adam, and I think it's funny, and he's always like, you hate everybody, what do you care? So I was like, listen, man, just don't do it for the sake of the club. And then afterwards I'll go up to him and be like, so we both agree that so-and-so is terrible. And then he'll be like, they didn't do that well. You're right.
Okay.
Poor Adam.
And then I'm like, Adam, I'm just fucking with you. And he's like, I never know. I can't tell. You're so negative all the time.
Oh, no.
And after that showcase.
Such a great compliment, by the way.
You're so negative all the time.
After that showcase, I went up. I'm like, what are you thinking, man? What are we thinking?
What are we thinking? Fucker.
He's like, I don't want to talk to you about this. And I'm like, we both like Eric, right? He's like, whoa. Yeah, he did great. My friend Pete walked up and he's like, dude, you got to pass that Eric guy, man. He's fucking funny.
Thanks, man.
And then he's like, I know he's funny, man. And then it was like this moment. And he's like, God damn it. And I go, what? And he's like, when I pass that guy, you're going to think it's because of you. And I'm like, no, I don't really think it's ever because of me, man.
You might
like,
have helped me got past him. Thank you.
He was totally on board immediately.
Yeah.
So you had a great set.
Thanks, buddy.
And
so, I saw him kill at, what was that, the Parlor? No, not the Parlor.
The Pink Taco.
The Pink Taco.
That's where Dice saw me.
Me, Dice, and his wife. We watched you. We died laughing.
When I first moved here, Jay had a show at the Pink Taco on Tuesdays, and I did it, and Dice happened to be in the back of the room, and I didn't even know. So one day I'm walking down the street, I got a call from this guy Scott. He's like, hey, do you want to be on this Showtime? I've never been on TV ever.
Me neither.
Nobody knows who the
fuck
I am.
Yeah,
you will. And he's like, do you want to do the Standardized Clay special? And I'm like, I thought it was a prank call for like 5 minutes.
I would.
I'm like, who the fuck is this?
If I got that call, I'd be like, shut up.
They're like, yeah, this guy dropped out, and he mentioned the guy's name. And I'm like, how do you go from him to me? Like, this guy was a big fucking name. And I'm like, nobody knows who I am. He's like, yeah, man, it's the blue. And I'm like,
this is
fuck
the Santa Barbara
comedy
thing?
Yeah. But Dice had to go. He had his like wish list.
Right.
And then some people couldn't do it, which was fine, out in and out of town. And then we were looking at people, and I go, he said, how about that guy from that show that night? And I go, oh my God, yeah, Eric Myers. He was really great.
Oh, that's
and then
great. Thank
I started
you.
Seeing you around more. I didn't really know you that well, but I started seeing you around more, and I'm like, that's the guy. And so then I was so excited when they did find footage of you, because they rewatched whatever you have online is what they rewatched.
Yeah, I have a bunch of YouTube videos, but it's like the same joke in like 16 different clubs.
Yeah, but they
just Taco
it.
Bell and 18
because
different
he had
states.
Ascended. Also, Roush, Jason Roush, Andrew knew of, but he had to see it.
Yeah.
So he looked at clips for sure and was like, oh, this guy's filthy. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, that was such a scary
You're
night.
Not as filthy as we are, but you can be.
Well, I have some class.
That's like, true. I'm like, sorry. Right. You're right. It's kind of. What a stupid whore.
But it was like Andrew Dice Clay presents the blue show. So you know his crowd's very
did
alpha male.
Did Andrew call Ricky Luna's phone? I'm just asking.
He did. That's how I got in touch with him.
would be hilarious.
He texted Ricky. And Ricky,
you?
Yeah, right. My boyfriend here. And then I remember Dice did like a couple minutes and brings me out.
Oh, yeah, he went first.
I went first, and this crowd was drunk and rowdy. No, I go, what's up, guys? And some guy goes, who's this chick? And I go, fucking motherfucker. Of course, my TV debut on this piece of shit's heckling me. And I just started laughing because I was so scared. And I was like, just do your bits. You've done the bits a zillion times. Just do the fucking bits.
And he
so
did,
I just go into the
broke
bits.
That room up. Yeah.
Jesus, it was rough.
But yeah,
it was fine. That was beautiful,
took the
man.
Bullet, basically.
But it was like, I grew up collecting. I had,
yeah, and you had a follow
I had
Dice,
the Dice Man comments. I had all the Dice's albums, 42 Long. When I mentioned, I was like, I love your album, 42 Long. His face lit up.
Yeah, because
that's kind
he
of an obscure
that.
Album. That's an
yeah.
obscure album, but I loved, I genuinely love Dice. I watched all his specials, and I was like, I grew up watching the HBO Young Comedian specials.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The Rod
I used to have it on even the one hosted by Gary Shandling with Louis C.K., Dave Chappelle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All
absolutely.
Those guys. And I would quote these bits at the lunch table at school. So to be on a something. Kind of like that.
Back then.
I was like, this is surreal. What? I was stealing back then. I've always
Jesus
been stealing.
Shit.
I'm stealing your whole fucking act today. I'm from Philly.
You
look at my camel toe. You're getting homesick.
You forgot the Middle Eastern part. Anyway.
I didn't say I was good at it.
That's how you get away
shit.
With it. You forget one part. One
yeah.
Little.
And then I was, that's how I get away with it. I take one part out. I'm like, do you think I'd fuck up that bad? The entire zest of the bit. But then I was at the they have an AA meeting here, so it's from like 1 to 2 in the afternoon.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was walking out at like 2 after the meeting, and the dude was sitting down writing the names.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, yo, I was like, are you writing the names Freeman. On the wall? He's like, yeah. And I was like, I'm Eric Myers. I was like, can you put my name right here? And he's like, sure, dude. And I was like, fuck yeah.
That's
and I
awesome.
Got like primo spot. And
that's
called,
rad.
Killer.
And people at home, I'm like,
where's
I got my
spot?
Name on the right in the very front.
Oh, cool.
Like, yeah, right in the very front, like right where the bar is, kind of, I guess. But it's like...
Yeah, I like how they are out there. They also look newer out there. I mean, because they are, but
yeah,
like
fresher. It's like right on Sunset. Oh, Feng Chao needs you. Oh,
okay, so we're done.
Okay.
It's okay.
11, can you make it in
I'll be there.
3? You will
yep.
be?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, because Bobby can't stretch.
Yeah, yeah, we're
He'll
good.
Shit his pants. Oh, sorry. He already did that. Sorry. I'm just still
he
mad.
He shit backstage, Eleanor, and you
I'm
smelled
going
it.
To bring it up.
He did that so you would bomb.
He did it on
he
purpose.
He fucked up your set.
He was like, she's going to shit
He should have showered back there.
Or she's going to smell it. all right. So wait, we did an hour, but we...
Yeah.
So what you said you have something to promote,
yeah,
and
what's...
I know what you have to promote, and I'm in love with it.
I don't know if I... It's at a different... venue, so I don't know if I should say.
That's okay. Listen, there's no Comedy Store loyalty requirement on this podcast.
No, we're friendly with everyone.
Yeah, and the Comedy Store is cool with whatever.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so September 11th, insert tasteless joke here. We're doing a show for. I made a cartoon pilot called Court Ordered, and we're doing a premiere party, which is the cast is all comedians. So we're doing a live show with the cast, and we're going to show the 15-minute pilot that we made. So that's this September 11th, Sunday, 8 p.m. at the Hollywood Improv.
Oh, it's this. Oh, okay.
No, it's Sunday, September 11th.
The next one, right? Two
yeah,
weeks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, two
right.
weeks. So
because Tripoli's in it.
Tripoli's in it. Becky Robinson.
Stephanie Sambari.
Yeah. At we got guest voices.
Jay
from
Davis.
Jeff Dunn. Jay Davis.
Hey, this guy's such a great comic.
His billionaire friend is funding
really
it.
Perfect.
Funny.
Yeah, we got $1 billion to make.
I'm
the
glad he's actually coming through
really
with someone.
Funny. And my brother Charlie's a big fan of Eric, and I showed him the cartoon, and now he has it on his phone. Whatever
oh, beautiful.
You have online, he
well,
has
well,
on.
That one I wrote in like 10 minutes, a little trailer. But this one we've been working on for like a year.
So this is amazing.
So we're
this
like,
is gonna be great.
I'm like super fucking excited. I think it's a really good show. It's about basically comics and rehab.
It's so it's fucking
basically
good.
I get pulled over for drunk driving and I get court ordered to these 12-step meetings
sure.
and then there's a wacky cat and we're gonna have like Dr. Katz, we're gonna have a different comic
perfect.
On every week
cool.
That's, we have Pablo on the pilot who's
Pablo
got
Francisco
yeah who's
amazing.
Got multiple personalities
if
yes.
you get the chance there's this guy the disgruntled clown that I'd love to
the show's based on his life.
I'd love to play him if that ever opportunity arises.
There's a scene where you guys go to breakfast and you can't leave. He won't let you stop
it's
eating.
It's a court-ordered
it's
breakfast.
Court-
me and the disgruntled clown.
Court-ordered by Pauly Shore.
Oh, Christ.
Jesus Christ
alive.
Well,
that's the funniest story ever.
September 11th.
Yeah.
Go to the Improv, guys. Check that out. Come see Eric at the Comedy Store.
Yes.
You got
first.
Shows
He's
to promote.
So funny.
Twitter. Facebook, do you have that stuff?
Yes. Twitter, Instagram is Eric Myers Comedy, and Facebook's just Eric Myers.
Okay, cool.
And both Eric and I will be on tonight.
We will
late
be.
Late night. So. So check your local listings at the Comedy Store or the Improv or the Laugh Factory. Yeah. We love them all.
Thanks for being on, man.
Thanks for having me.
You're amazing. We're gonna have you back. I'm a big fan. We have great stories. I'll be back. Your stories.
But like tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon. I gotta plug. Okay.
Are you gonna have the clown on?
Yep. The clown will be here.
He's like a special Christmas edition.
We gotta fly him in. New Year's Eve. He doesn't usually stretch out of Florida, but for this.
The makeup's an extra $50.
That is so fucking funny. I'm not putting the makeup on. I
Google this guy. That's the funniest story I've ever heard in my life.
Disgruntled fucking clown. Okay,
all right, thanks for listening, guys. I'm Rick Ingram.
I'm Eleanor Kerrigan.
I'm Eric Myers. Thanks.
Good night, guys.